Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
A lot of people were criticizing Angel Reese because they were saying if you talk as much shit as she does, if you know, you're the big bad star from LSU and then you wind up crying. Listen, first of all, these are young people. Angel Reese is a young lady. Whether she considers herself a young woman or a young girl, that's on her. These are kids. And she's a girl, man. And she's had an incredible career. She's allowed to cry. Athletes are allowed to cry. The tough ones, the shit talkers. I have no problem with it. People are saying, you know, if you present yourself as the big bad bully, you can't cry after the game. Who says? You can do it all. You can be all the colors of a crayon box. You could be the whites, the yellows, the purples, the fuchsias, the golds, the silvers. You could be all those things. That's what's called being human. I like it. Yes, on today's brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, assault and battery took place during an NHL game in Madison Square Garden between the New York Rangers and New Jersey Devils. I don't understand how this is acceptable or is ever acceptable in hockey. Plus, Angel Reese declares for the WNBA and is being called a crybaby. I defend Angel Reese and tragedy with the World Central Kitchen workers in the Gaza Strip. All that and more in a hard-hitting, fantastic, fully disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleacher Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy over something real nice. Start this puppy over something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy. Start this museum-quality I Am Rapport Stereo podcast off with something real funky. This, oh yeah, this is the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Let's go. Yeah. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Biggity boom. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast coming live and direct from where? Boom. New York City. I am back. Back in the New York groove. I'm biggity back. Boom. Back in that New York groove. Yeah. Hope everybody's feeling really good. Hope everybody's feeling really safe. Hope everybody's feeling really sane. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast. I am back We got back to New York City and slept immediately. Couldn't even finish watching Vanderpump Rules. My eyes were blurry. Went to sleep, woke up, did a little planking, did a little sit-up, did a little walking and talking, and boom, picked up the golden mic, one man. Shout out to everybody in the Rapper Pack. Shout out to everybody who supports the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast. As you could tell, I got a little pep in my step. Yeah. Got a little gallop in my walk today. And I'm turning around. I'm getting on a fucking plane tomorrow. Yeah. Going to Tampa Bay. Where Tom Brady brought some respect to Florida, brought some respect to the Buccaneer name and won them a Super Bowl and then bounced like he never fucking even was in the place. But I'm performing this weekend, unless you're living under a rock, at the Bone, the Funny Bone in Tampa, the 5th and the 6th. And then I am performing in LA the 15th. At the Comedy Store, the 16th at Flappers, 16th and 17th at Flappers, out there in Burbank, which is obviously just out of the city of LA. And then I'll be in Michigan, Royal Oak. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. My man, John Codling, longtime fan, longtime supporter of the I Am Rapaport Stereo podcast, said, "Where do you get the energy, Dingo? Where do you get the energy?" I just keep going. I keep banging on them. Keep moving. Keep grooving. I love it. I love it all. I love the game. I love the hustle. I love the creativity. I love the challenge. Hate the planes. Hate those fucking planes, man. It's like 12 hours. 12 hours from Israel. The Hasidim, they're on there. They're singing, they're dancing, we're praying. Everybody's doing everything. Flights to Israel, flights back from Israel. It's like, I never seen anything like it. People got bags, tuna sandwiches. It's crazy on those planes. But fortunately, I was in the good seats. I was in the front row. So I was able to sleep a little bit and, get some rest, but planes, travel, TSA, passports, all that shit sucks. Fucking sucks. Flying to Tampa, flying back from Tampa. It all stinks. But you do what you got to do. Things could be worse. Things can be worse. And I am too blessed to be stressed. I'll say it again. I am too blessed to be stressed. I'll tell you what I saw before I went to sleep. Because it was all over the social media, all over ESPN. Now, I'm not a hockey guy, okay? But the Rangers, the New York Rangers, were playing the Devils, okay? In the Garden, the world's most famous arena. Listen, I don't know the rivalries. New Jersey Devils and the Rangers. I know you're in the Garden. At 7:30, these games start. As soon as the referee dropped the puck to start the fucking game, a 5-on-5 all-out brawl took place.
On the card tonight, Rempe and McDermott, the main event to open the hockey game.
Both sides, Lazar went the other side as well.
Jimmy Vesey and Lazar Gaudreau has dropped them with Kevin Ball as well. Now it's 5-on-5. McDermott and Rempe exchanging blows. But everybody has gloves off at the Garden.
And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, in what world, in what professional sport or business, $1 billion, multi-million-dollar business like the NHL, fucking Kinko's, Starbucks, I don't care, wait, Wall Street. Imagine there's stockbrokers and they ring the bell on Wall Street and people just start duking it out, like a full-on brawl, and the crowd's going nuts. But you're watching assault and battery live from Madison Square Garden, and the crowd is going nuts. The announcers are, they're not batting an eye. And I've seen hockey fights my whole life. If an organic hockey fight happened, but that was like the Bloods and the Crips. Even the Bloods and the Crips don't behave like the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers were behaving at the Garden the other night. It was insanity. I don't know if you guys saw this clip, but it was literally 5-on-5. We're lucky both teams didn't jump off the bench, and it was just melee. It just doesn't seem right. I mean, can you imagine that happening in any other sport and it just being looked at and viewed at as part of the game, part of the culture? Imagine the Lakers are playing the Celtics and the jump ball goes up and LeBron James just knocks the shit out of Jaylen Brown. And then Jason Tatum comes over and him and Anthony Davis square off at center court. And D'Angelo Russell is fighting this one. It wouldn't work in football, baseball, soccer, gymnastics, women's basketball, only fucking hockey, NHL professional hockey. Is that acceptable? Even in minor league hockey, they don't do that shit. But the NHL, it's cool. And it brought back memories. It brought back memories for me. I've talked about this many times on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. The Boston Bruins versus the New York Rangers in the same arena. Never forget, Madison Square Garden is the only arena that has all its history in place. Fabulous Forum's gone. Boston Garden is gone. Chicago Stadium is gone. They're all gone except for Madison Square Garden. But on that fateful night in 1979, one thing led to another. And somehow, some way, the Boston Bruins wound up jumping into the crowd in the world's most famous arena and started beating up fans, that fucking goon, Terry O'Reilly. And you guys know I'm not Mr. Fact Check. I'm not Mr. Names. I don't remember everything. But as a 9-year-old, when you're watching fans go into Madison Square Garden and beat up New York Ranger fans with their own shoes, that goon, that gorilla, Terry O'Reilly, beat up one of the fans with his own shoes, and he wasn't the only one. There was a bunch of them in the fucking stands. It was chaos. It was a total fucking shit show. And you can't find the videotape of it anywhere. It's like there's sometimes it's on YouTube, sometimes it's not on YouTube. But if you want to see something crazy or remind yourself of something crazy, check out the Boston Bruins versus the New York Rangers 1979. It's insane what happened. It makes the Malice at the Palace with Ron Artest and them look like Sesame Street. And the fact that in 2024, they allow a 5-on-5 brawl. Like, what was said in the locker room? Was this his Twitter beef? How did this turn to, as soon as they started the Ranger game, they dropped the puck and it's all out fucking mayhem. I don't know, but if that shit happened in the NBA would be shut down forever. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now women's NCAA basketball is part of the vernacular. You mention sports, you gotta mention women's NCAA basketball and the WNBA. Game lived up to all the expectations. The stars starred. The players played. And people cheered. People cried. Angel Reese. Flo Jo, hope I'm saying her name right. Flo Jo. They were very emotional after the loss the other day to Caitlin Clark and them. And then Angel Reese announced that she's going into the WNBA. People were all upset because Angel Reese was crying after the game. Miles Jordan, play the clip of Angel Reese, the LSU star, crying after the game.
I don't really get to stand up for myself. I mean, I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then.
A lot of people were criticizing Angel Reese because they were saying, if you talk as much shit as she does, if you know, you're the big, bad star from LSU and then you wind up crying. Listen, first of all, these are young people. Angel Reese is a young lady. Whether she considers herself a young woman or a young girl, that's on her. These are kids. These are kids. And she's a girl, man. And she's had an incredible career. She's allowed to cry. Athletes are allowed to cry. The tough ones, the shit talkers. I have no problem with it. People are saying, you know, if you present yourself as the big bad bully, you can't cry after the game. Who says? You can do it all. You can be all the colors of a crayon box. You could be the whites, the yellows, the purples, the fuchsias, the golds, the silvers. You could be all those things. That's what's called being human. Human beings are all the colors of the crayon box. And I ain't talking about the 16 or the 24 set of crayons. I'm talking about the big, big, big box with all the shades of brown, all the shades of green, all the shades of purple, all the shades of blue, and so forth and so on. I like it. I like it. And like I said, she's a girl. She's not Draymond Green. You know, they compare her to Draymond Green because she talks shit. This is a young lady. I don't know if she's 21, 22 years old. Good, she's fucking crying. Yes, there's crying in basketball. Yes, there should be crying in baseball and so forth and so on. I like it. I like her. I like the personalities. I like the winning. I'm the loser. You think that girl, Caitlin Clark, doesn't talk shit? She talks shit. They say she talks. It's sports. They're supposed to talk shit. You win some, you lose some. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I have no problems with her crying after the game. I think it's fantastic for sports. I think it's fantastic for women's sports. I wish her nothing but the best in the WNBA, the diggity WNBA. WNBA, NBA, coming down to it. The NBA playoffs. The play-in tournament to me is the playoffs. It's one and the same. The play-in tournament starts in 2 weeks. Okay? The fucking tournament. Yo, the NBA playoffs start in the 16th. I'm just going to refer to the play-in tournament as the playoffs. Because it's the same shit. You're playing in to get in the play. It's you're all part of the playoffs. It starts on the 16th of April. And I cannot wait. I'm going to enjoy these games. I'm going to relax. I'm going to shut my phone off. Can't even watch basketball with my phone around anymore. Can't watch anything with my phone around. I got to put that fucking thing in the other room. Thing is taking over my... It's up my ass. And it ain't just me. I know you're probably like, yeah, right, Mike Rapp, it has taken over your ass. Well, it's taken over your ass, too. No Bruno, no Diddy. Taken over your ass, too. The Knicks just announced that Julius Randle's out for the season, which sucks for the Knicks. And OG, I don't know when he's coming back. So, I don't know. The Knicks, Jalen Brunson can only do so much. He can only do so much by himself for the Knicks. LeBron James, I don't know what he's on, what he's not on, but they played the Washington Wizards. I'm just going to call them the Bullets. The Washington Wizards the other night. This fucking guy doing crazy shit every single game, dunking on fucking guys. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's sick. I don't know how old he is. What is he, 40? 42, something like that. He's in his like 37th season in the NBA. He's ridiculous. But injuries are, you know, they're part of it. They are part of it. Joel Embiid came back. He's got to get himself back in shape. And you never know when a guy could tweak an ankle. Zion hurt his finger the other day. He's another one. I hope he stays healthy. That motherfucker's he's on some goon shit when he's healthy. But like I said, the 16th is the start of what I am calling the entire NBA playoffs, starting with the NBA playoff play-in tournament. I just said, no Diddy. Speaking of Diddy, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. P. Diddy runs the city. Now his baby mama, the mother of his kids, Justin and Dior Combs, who were in the home when the feds came in there with the hammers out. They had the big guns out. And, you know, they walked them out. They handcuffed them. They searched the premises. Who the fuck knows what they found, what they dug up. But now they're making a racial thing, and now they're making it, you know, that it was barbaric. Hey, the baby mama, I guarantee you the baby mama knows what Puffy has or hasn't been up to for the last 30 years. Trust me. She knows how freaky deaky this motherfucker is. She knows what he's into and what he's not into. Don't blame the fans. You should have gotten your kids off the premises to begin with. I'm sure they got tipped off at some point that the feds would come and get them a little apartment out there in Calabasas so they don't have to be there when the feds come over. Don't blame the feds going to do what the feds going to do. This ain't got nothing to do with race. They have procedures. They got it all on camera. They got it droned up. This ain't about making black men look like this, making black men look like that. Worry about what your baby daddy, Diddy, has been doing or not doing for the last 30 years. Because allegation after allegation after allegation is pouring in. Okay, and like I said, I've heard many stories from men and women. Oh, wait, let me stop. I mean men for the past 20-something years. And when I've heard the allegations, I made them go back, tell me the story again, and tell me the story slow one more time. Fucking sirens. But Puff Daddy's in deep shit. Deep shit. And he's in Miami now, again, walking around like shit is normal. Shit ain't normal, homeboy. Shit is far from normal. They're talking about canceling Puffy, not listening to his music. So what does that mean? We don't get to listen to Biggie anymore? He produced all the Biggie music. Whether he actually did the actual production or not, his name is on the credits. There's nothing that Biggie did that doesn't have Sean Puffy Combs' name all over it. I'm listening to Biggie. We're not doing an R. Kelly with Biggie Smalls. Fuck out of here. Bunch of people were asking me to say something about that little fuck Rami Youssef, the comedian who hosted Saturday Night Live and gave a Free Palestine shout out while he... Why don't they let me host that shit? No disrespect. Shane Gillis hosted it. Who, love him. No Shane. Fuck with Shane. Talked about Shane on the podcast when he got fired from Saturday Night Live. They let this little fuck Rami Youssef host Saturday Night Live. Let me get up there and let me take a stab at it. Let me take a poke at it. No Diddy. But this dude, Rami, who's Free Palestine up the wazoo, play a little clip from what he said. He said Free Palestine and free the hostages, but we know what you were doing. We know what you were doing. You know, better than saying nothing. But play that little clip from his monologue, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers.
I get a friend, my friend Ahmed, calling me. His whole family's in Gaza. And he goes, Rami, they're suffering. I don't know where half of them are. I don't know what to do. Please pray for them. It's the only thing we can do. And I'm like, dude, I got you, right? So that night, I go to pray. And my prayers are complicated. I've got a lot to fit in. I'm like, God, please, please help Ahmed's family. Please stop the suffering. Stop the violence. Please free the people of Palestine. Please.
So check this out. This guy's being heralded as a hero. He said free Palestine. And I did a little background check on Rami Youssef. Did I say Rami Malek? I wasn't talking about Rami Malek. Rami Malek's my man, the actor. Rami Youssef. Rami Youssef, his ethnicity is Egypt. Now, if you really, really had some balls and you really wanted to be about that life, Rami Youssef, you would have talked about the reality that I'm sure, or maybe I give these guys too much credit. Maybe because they speak all slowly and they, you know, seem like they're smart. Maybe they're not that smart. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He seems like a smart guy. He's a screenwriter, very accomplished. And I'm not disrespecting his talent or taking anything away from him. Because he is talented. and prolific for somebody young. He's done a lot. But if you were really trying to say something honest and brave, get off the generic bullshit. Why don't you talk about Egypt and why Egypt not only doesn't give a fuck about freeing Palestine, but wants nothing to do with fucking Palestine. Why don't you talk about Egypt's part in all this? Why Egypt's borders and their walls are locked up like the fucking... You want to see a wall? You want to see a border? Check out what Egypt built, because they don't want one, not one, 0.0. They don't want them from 8 to 80. They don't want them dumb, crippled, or crazy. They don't want one person. They don't want one Palestinian in their country. Why don't you speak on that? Then I'd been like, oh, shit. Or just add that to your little monologue, your little shout out. Because the only fucking way that Gaza is going to be free, that the Palestinians are ever going to be free, is when they free their fucking minds. Yeah. When Hamas is eradicated and they free their fucking minds from only worrying about the destruction and the takeover of Israel. Because when they say free Palestine, they mean get the fuck out of Israel, Jews and Arabs that are in Israel. Talking about free Palestine from what? From what? Free Palestine from themselves. Free Palestine from themselves. And talk about what Egypt's part in this is. I can't even go into the details and the history of what Egypt's part in this whole conflict has been for years. But simply put, right now, today, they don't let any, none. They're talking about, oh, the Palestinians are this, that, and the third, and Rafah, this, that, and the third. Egypt doesn't let 0.0 Palestinians into their country. Why? Speak on that, Rami. You want to be a fucking hero? Speak on that. You're Egyptian, Duke. Say something about that. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I mean, the reality is, listen, Hamas, they're good for nothing. They are good for nothing except PR. Holy shit. When it comes to press, otherworldly. Oh my God, these guys are incredible. The PR war is being just dominated by Qatar, Iran, and consequently Hamas. How could anybody sympathize with these fucking people? Oh, I'm not sympathizing with Hamas. I'm sympathizing with the people of Palestine. What about the fucking hostages? What about the victims? Why don't you go? You can't go to Gaza. Go to Judea, Samaria. Go to Ramallah. See what it's like. They cut dicks off over there. They throw people off buildings over there. The place is infected. The place is infected. Terrorist mentality. 75 years. The greatest thing that has ever happened. The greatest accomplishment. The greatest day in the history of the Gaza Strip in 75 years was attacking, raping, burning families alive. I saw it with my own eyes. Kidnapping, killing. That's the best fucking thing that they've ever done. Prove me wrong. Well, they were this, they were that. No. They were this, they were that. They haven't let it go. They haven't come to terms with the fact that Israel, that the Jews have their own state. One, just one. Just one state, tiny little place the size of New Jersey. And it got bigger. It got bigger because they kept fucking around and finding out. It got bigger 11 minutes after it became a state because they fucked around and found out in 1947, 1948. They fucked around and found out in 1967. They fucked around and found out in 1973. And I know, I've said it once, I know Israel's not perfect. Neither is the United States. Neither is France, Germany, countries in Africa, South Africa, Mexico. No country is perfect. Israel's held to standards that are unattainable. They want you on some Michael Jordan, Tom Brady perfection shit. Michael Jordan ain't perfect. Neither is Tom Brady. Why the fuck you expect Israel to be like Michael Jordan and Tom Brady if Tom Brady and Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods and them? Nobody's perfect, including Israel. But if you had your chance, would you want to live in Israel or Iran? If you had your chance, would you want to live in Israel or Gaza? If you had your chance, would you want to live in Israel or Jordan? If you had your chance, would you want to live in Israel or Lebanon? I'll wait, you fucks. And they had this terrible incident this week. Chef Andres, who has been running a great program, the World Central Kitchen, for years, on the front lines providing food whenever there's humanitarian climate or community crises, did I say that correct? 7 of their workers were accidentally killed. Jose Andres. 7 of his innocent workers were killed. Very shameful. Israel has already taken responsibility. Said it was an accident. Said it was unintended. Prime Minister said, terrible, terrible accident. And I know it must be brutal, very hard for Jose Andres to lose 7 of his, I'm sure, beautiful, beautiful people that do this kind of charity work in the worst of times. But Jose Andres has been tweeting and attacking Israel from the beginning of this incident on October 7th. On October 3rd, he was talking about ceasefire. He's been blaming Israel for attacking civilians for months on social media. And now he says that Israel systematically, intentionally, car by car, killed those workers. No disrespect, chef. No disrespect. Like I said, you've done incredible things for the world, incredible humanitarian things for the world. But unless I'm wrong, you ain't a military person, my guy. You're a chef. Chill, chef. You can't just be out here saying anything without any proof, chef. I mean, I could be rude and be like, yo, work on the soup. Make a souffle. But the chef has been talking like he's got some inside information saying that, you know, they targeted him systematically and it wasn't just a bad luck situation. He made it seem like it was on purpose. How would it benefit Israel, who is losing the PR war, but they are going to win the war war. They are going to win the war war. What good would come out of systematically, purposely killing 7 aid workers? Nothing. Not a thing. Not one thing. And it feels biased because when we go over your Twitter account, chef, you've been saying a lot of things about Israel. You're obviously not a fan of Israel. That's on you. But if you're out here doing humanitarian work, stick to the humanitarian work and stick to making them sauces, chef. You're a friend of Israel. You've done work for the people of Israel. Why would they want to kill 7 random humanitarian aid workers? I know you're upset. The whole thing's upsetting. Israel has apologized and they already take responsibility. They already took responsibility for an accident. Has Hamas taken any responsibility for purposely kidnapping babies, kids, and entire families? Men, women, and children? Has Hamas taken responsibility for burning families alive in their homes, killing over 1,200 people? Have they apologized for any of that shit and continuing to hold them hostage 182 days later? They did all of that on purpose. All of that on purpose. And you, chef, and your humanitarian workers would not be in Gaza if Hamas didn't commit all those atrocities that they did on October 7th and they're continuing to do 182 days later. With all due respect, chef. Anyway, crazy situation. I'm praying for the people of Israel. You got Iran sniffing around. You got these Houthi fucks, Lebanon sniffing around. But if you have any question about Israel this, Israel that, ask yourself, if you had to choose, would you want to live in Israel or any other one of those places that's around it? Ask yourself that question. Anyway, make sure you stay safe, all right? Stay safe, stay sane, stay disruptive. And trust and never, ever stop trusting your gut instinct. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I am Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. I'm out. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out here with something real nice. Take me out here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.